IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach, and today's fun fact of the day has to do with swords. Did you know that before the era of guns, swords were not the most used weapon on the battlefield? In fact, swords were used only by the nobility. This is because they were very expensive to produce. Most soldiers on the battlefield would have some form of a spear or a pike. And this was the real weapon of war. It wasn't swords. Spears were the most effective form of combat that needed the least amount of training. So all you had to do was equip a few peasants with a big spear and teach them how to use it for a few days, and that was it. You had an army. Swords, on the other hand, were made out of bronze and then steel. Both are very expensive to produce. Iron, in fact, was traded all over the world just for sword making. However, more costly than iron was the training that was needed to be able to fight correctly. It was not as simple as the pointy end goes into the bad guy. Every inch of the body is used to maneuver. And attention is needed to be given to every movement to make it effortless as possible. Even a millisecond could be the difference between life and death. I remember growing up sword fighting with my cousins. We, of course, had plastic swords. He had a He-Man sword and I had a talwar, you know, one of those Indian curved swords. It was so much fun play fighting. The pillows that we had were used as shields to defend ourselves. And we used to try every single cool looking move that we saw on TV. Recently, I got interested in sword fighting again. However, this time I wanted to learn the real technique, not just the fancy stuff that we see on TV. So I got myself a training sword in the shape of a katana and started to practice with it. Now, I'm a fit guy, but after 5 minutes of practice, I was panting. Every muscle in my body was aching. If this had been a real fight, I would have been dead ages ago. That is when I chanced upon a video of this old Japanese teacher. He flowed effortlessly, gliding across the floor. His katana moved with such grace. You could see the years of practice that he had put into his life. Throughout the video, he kept saying one thing: be relaxed. As a new student, you're tense. You hold tension in your body, in every muscle. But if you're relaxed, you will be faster. If your hand grip is relaxed, you can move the blade faster. If your knees are relaxed, you can slide left and right faster. I realized that I had to relax more. And the more I relaxed, the easier the movements became. In the same way, our work lives are filled with tension. And tension literally means a pulling force. It is the exact opposite of being relaxed. And over the years of working with people, I have noticed that the more tension people are under, the less productive they are. If you're feeling stressed, overworked, or agitated, you take longer to write emails and presentations. You make more mistakes in the work that you do. And now that you have to rework the mistake, your productivity drops rapidly. Just like on the battlefield, when you see an enemy in front of you, the art lies in being relaxed. When you see the deadline running towards you, the art lies in being relaxed. Not focusing on the deadline, but focusing on your body and on your mind. If you can maintain a state of being relaxed throughout the day, while completing all your work, just imagine how much you will be able to achieve. Most of us believe that our work is hard. Work is stressful. When I'm giving talks in corporate offices and I ask them what a day in office looks like, they all laugh and say, just too much stress. They do not believe that one can be relaxed and at work at the same time. So here are two habits to follow when it comes to being relaxed. And I learned this from that graceful sword teacher. Habit one, consciously relax the muscles in the body. If you're sitting in the car or at your office desk right now, try this. Consciously relax your muscles. See where in your body you're holding tension. Are your toes gripping your shoes? Are your fingers unconsciously tight gripping the side of the chair? Are your eyes feeling strained? Breathe in and out a few times to relax. When the body is relaxed, the mind relaxes. And you will notice that your mind slows down. The body and the mind are connected in this way. You will notice that people with a very active mind have very active bodies as well. The second habit to relax is to think about the moment and this one task only. We stay in tension because we're worrying about a presentation that we have to work on in the future while typing out an email right now. And then when we're working on the presentation, we are thinking about the email that we sent. Was it received? Are they going to reply? What are they going to say? You see, our mind is never on the one task at hand. It is wandering all over the place. A relaxed mind is focused on one task. Multitasking is a bunch of lies. It does not exist. It takes too much energy to multitask, and you end up less productive overall. So start by focusing on the tension in your body. Relax it. Then focus on the task at hand. Bring that old wisdom of that sword-fighting master. Bring his precision and his grace to the work that you do, and you will see yourself being more productive than ever before. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.